Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Silicon Rack House and Truck and Charge will be in a Sin Spin today. We'll get 10 of the best bug bands of all times, and the word will help you with a safe word coming up. Our Men's Room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank.
I'm just looking at all the different secret menu items that are now popping up. I've got them from Arby's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Jamba Juice, a couple other places as well. I would not reveal all the secrets. I can tell you all there, but some of them look better than others.
I mean, for real, Jamba Juice has one?
Jamba Juice, bro, I swear to God. Apparently it just says that's crazy menu items. McDonald's, I don't know. At McDonald's, I will not say the name of this, but you can get the McChicken mixed with the Big Mac. You can get, you can get a grande soft taco at Taco Bell. And at Arby's, you can get a thing called the Meat Mountain. Apparently, $10 for the sandwich, but you get every meat that they have on one sandwich.
But isn't that meat on the menu now? Don't they have a
Meat Mountain?
Isn't that part of the... I thought I saw a promotional deal, man.
Where they talk about they got the meat.
They had one that had like two or three meats on it, but this sounds like every meat. Yeah, which also... It sounds like too much. How you gonna eat that thing?
Look, man, you're 20 years old.
Yeah, you're
stoned
right.
Stoned as hell. I'm drunk. Goddamn, I'm climbing Meat Mountain.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh my God. Look at that.
Is that Meat Mountain?
That's Meat Mountain.
Son
right
of
there.
A bitch, man. I'd give that a try.
I mean, it's
be like when you ordered the Dagwood.
It's everything that they have. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple chicken strips in there. There's turkey. There is roast beef. There's corned beef and ham, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's the beef.
There's bacon in there in between. Yeah, that is an amazing burger. And it's not even a burger. Men's Room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
Arby's is selling burgers?
No, not on that one.
Hello, Phil. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I was a little younger. This goes back before the days of clicking on the internet to watch some fun videos with a guy and a girl. But so back when I was about 11 years old or so, I was, not lucky enough to find my dad's porn mag, but I found a stash of VHS porns.
And, even better.
Yeah, they were great. And you know, it kind of got weird out when I thought about the fact that I guess I was enjoying the same stuff my dad enjoys. But the weirder part is I found a few that were untitled. And so I decided to pop one of those in, and I all of a sudden recognized the two porno stars on there.
Oh.
It was my dad feeding my mom his corn on the cob.
Well, when you describe it like that, it's even worse.
Jesus.
Oh, that is funny.
Now, wait. There's good news.
Was it a Mexican corn? Did it have, like, some cheese on top?
But there's good news in this, man. There's some good news. At least in that moment, you realize you and your dad did not enjoy everything the same.
Mm-hmm.
See there?
That's very true, yeah. It was pretty horrifying. I couldn't find the eject button quick enough. But I also realized that I didn't want to be the only one to suffer this. This
oh.
Then... The next time I had my buddy come over and my parents weren't there, I decided to go ahead and say, hey, dude, just chill here for just a moment. I'm going to put something in for you. And I popped it in and I left the room and I heard he started screaming.
Yeah, because he knows your mom and your dad.
I wasn't alone.
Oh, you'd have been upset with me because I'd have been like, hey, bro, I'm not done.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a hard time looking your mom and dad at the eye, like during dinner after that for a few weeks?
Did you ever let her kiss you with that mouth again?
How did you enjoy your corn on the cob after that?
I had to pretend like nothing ever changed because I didn't want them to know that I
obviously.
Knew where all this stuff was.
They don't want to know that either. Have you ever told them that you saw these?
I have. Years later, I did tell them, and I told them that, I told, you know, I showed showed my buddy too.
Jesus.
And they got more of a kick out of that than anything else. But yeah, it was. I don't think they were really embarrassed, because obviously if they're feeling comfortable enough to make a movie, then they're pretty unashamed people. They always
doesn't let us mean know you want your kid and his buddies.
Are they still married?
Yes.
And you know why?
Yeah, because she's a corn lover.
She loves her corn.
No, I'm just saying.
She calls him Jonathan Davis in bed, exactly, in fact.
Right, exactly. Ho, ho, ho.
Damn.
I mean, what is that? I don't want to see that.
It's also that weird time in people's lives where you invite a friend to watch porn with you.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, man. There is a time where, like, hey, let's watch this porn together.
Yeah, I remember having buddies. It was like, I got a porn tape. It's like now, like, if Miles called me and said, come over to watch porn, I'd be like, what the hell?
You know what I think the difference is, though, man?
What's going on?
It's like, look, everything back then, because you're younger and no one knows you're looking at it, you had to commit a lot to memory. And it's like, look, man, come over here, watch the porn. We got 10 minutes, commit it to memory. We will masturbate later in separate locations. Now, as an adult, if you're going to watch porn, like, no.
Right.
This is me time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We used to be able to walk into a movie theater and watch it. So, I mean, some people were, but obviously not everybody in there is doing that.
Yeah, but wouldn't you assume, I mean, like, what other purpose?
I would assume that, yes.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah, right.
Just,
right.
I mean, wild adults.
I wouldn't take popcorn in there with me.
I would not want to sit in a seat in there. I just assume that the reason that you're at the porn theater is to, you know, handle your business.
Men's Room blank question.
Shuck the corn.
But I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
God, that's so awful.
That is the worst description you're going
to
use.
Like, I guess I'll just go to a public venue to watch porn now.
Why not?
Right? That sounds awful.
Hello, Kale. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola. So, my story consists of my ex-girlfriend. I guess she cheated on me while I was deployed. Well, I don't guess. I know she did. She cheated on me while I was deployed, and come to find out, I'm home on leave, and I end up sitting right next to the guy that she, you know, did all that stuff with while I was gone.
Man, it dipped his corn in the butter tray?
How did that happen? Did you go over to the neighbors for a barbecue, or what was the situation?
No, my best friend owns a bar back home in Florida, and we were just hanging out, and somebody yelled my name or something, and he heard my name, and he shriveled up a little bit and got a little scared sitting next to me, and then he'd come up to me later on and tell me that, you know, I didn't know you were Kale, or I didn't know you were her boyfriend and all this stuff, and...
And you knew nothing... But did you know anything about this situation at that time?
No.
So he basically just copped to it, thinking that you knew?
But, I mean, did you appreciate him at least coming up to you and telling you?
Yeah, I told him he better get away from me, but I, like, thanks for telling me, but I was like, dude, get away from me or some bad things are going to happen to your face.
That's fair.
Yeah, and sure. Yeah, you handled it pretty good well there. And then what did your girlfriend say about it?
Well, I just broke up with her, and then later on I found out that she had an abortion with that guy. She ended up having sex with another guy at that bar, and then she got with another guy, and now she's pregnant and has a kid with another guy. So.
Being that it's Florida.
She bounced around on a pogo stick.
I know Florida gets very creative with the names of their bars, so was it like Coconuts, or like, what was the name of this place? Do you remember?
Tommy Knockers.
Oh, I knew it!
Nice.
I knew it! It couldn't just be Bill's Bar.
Right.
It had to be something absolutely ridiculous.
Everything.
Tommy Knockers.
And I'm willing to bet the shots come in plastic cups.
Or test tubes.
And they're bright colors and have great names.
Yeah.
Tommy Knockers.
Damn it, Florida.
They've got one of those fish nets behind the bar with a fake fish.
Right.
Like a crab and a starfish hanging. Tommy Knockers. Men's Room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
Florida has so much going for it, but then it's just Florida.
Right, and then you become Florida in the end.
Yeah.
Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola. All right, so my story is actually recent in the past couple of weeks, and I need your guys' take on it.
Oh, no.
So I found out my girlfriend's late.
You want our advice on it?
What do you mean?
From what I could tell, you're going to be a parent?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, considering the story here, I've only known her a couple months, and I know what y'all are going to say, but here's the kick in the teeth. I got snipped a year and a half ago.
Oh.
Well, there's two things you can do, obviously.
So you're probably not going to be a parent?
Oh, no, I'm not going to be a parent. She's going to be a parent.
Oh, I see. So she finally was, she finally admitted to you the truth.
Well, I didn't know she was laying. She just hit me with it.
I would double check with the doc.
Look, before
I kinda like her.
Well, before you go jumping to conclusions on this, there are a number of situations where a guy will go in and get a vasectomy, and for whatever reason, it doesn't take.
Yeah,
and that's fairly common if something's going to go wrong with that procedure. Antonio Cromartie, I believe, the guy who was impregnating his wife every 3 months,
hundreds of people emailed.
I want to say he went in for a vasectomy twice.
He has.
Twice, and he got his wife pregnant again. I mean, and trust me, he's the guy who's like, look, I got 13 kids, whatever the number is, it's ridiculous, I can't do this anymore. He actually was proactive and tried, but for whatever reason, his super sperm said, to hell with you, and I'm not doing that. So, you know, like...
And then someone told him condoms.
Yeah.
So, and you're, I would check with the doc first before you jump to the conclusion.
Did you, go back, and most people do not go back for that follow-up procedure where you go and you get tested again to make sure it took. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, I did, and it took. That's what they said, at least.
I would go back again. I'd go back one more time and find out for yourself, because that's pretty easy to find out. You're either swimming or you're not.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
oh, man.
I think there's probably going to be a reaction when you tell her. Does she know? So she doesn't know you had a vasectomy.
No, that's not actually something I'd advertise, especially since it's only been like 4 months or so.
Okay.
I'm just kind of wondering how I figure out who the guy is.
Well, look, if you tell her, look, I had a vasectomy, one way or another, she's going to have a reaction. So if you say, look...
Her face will give it away when you say I had a vasectomy.
I had a vasectomy. I need to go, and I need to make sure that I know what's going on, because if not, I get a refund there. Just come up with some crap, right?
Well, look, just say, look, I've had a vasectomy. If she says, you need to go to the doctor and let them know, then there's a good chance that we'll be calling you Papa Stefan. If she has a very different reaction, then follow the path you think is right. But I would definitely let her know first.
Let me just say one more thing in that instance. If that's the case, screw Tinder.
Yes, that's it. Yes, Tinder's to blame.
Damn you, Tinder.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Yeah, I'm never drinking Fireball again after last night.
Right, it's that last shot, Miles. Crushed
it. I know, wow.
Yeah, he didn't tell her, but he also didn't strap up.
Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge, coming in to Sin Spin today. 10 of the best bug bands of all time.
Bug bands.
Right after emails on our men's room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. Those emails coming up next from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our men's room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. Here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
I was having a yard sale a few years back, and I was living off of 38th Street, a busy part of town. And I pack all my stuff, and I've stacked it on my underneath side of the house near the balcony. Next morning, as I'm unpacking my stuff to set it out for sale, I had an unwanted guest. There was a possum swaddled in the blankets like somebody wrapped him up and laid him in there hissing at me. If you've ever seen the teeth on these suckers, they're large and they can be so mean. So I put a cardboard box over the top of where the possum was, and just at that time, thank God, a friend of mine shows up, so I sent him a little possum out to the country. That was not what I was expecting to find, believe me. Guys, when I was younger...
There he is.
Send him out to the country, huh?
I was getting a pair of my dad's dress socks to use at a school music event. I opened the wrong dresser drawer, and I found my parents' fun things.
Oh, joy.
That from Austin? This was 20 years ago. I was in the Vancouver airport. I was seeing some family off. I decided to take a dump in the airport bathroom. I was getting some toilet paper from one of those plastic double-roll dispensers when I thought I saw something weird inside him. I reached in between the rolls and pulled out a plastic bag with about an eighth of weed. I guess someone decided they couldn't take it through security, so they stashed it there. Score for me. So I saw my family off and went and got really stoned on free pooper weed. That from Steve the Canadian.
Ooh, pooper weed. Nothing better.
I stupidly married a Navy douchebag 2 years ago. He was always a flirt, but a week after we got back to Japan, I moved my entire life to be with him. I was hosting a cigar, whiskey, and poker night for his buddies, and he left his Facebook open on my computer. His side piece messaged him asking for his half of the abortion. He had knocked her up about a month before our wedding. I confronted him, left his ass 2 days later, and got his GI Bill in the divorce. What a dumbass. Guys, I found out my dad was into BDSM after finding his box of kinky VHS porns in the shed.
Beady, beady.
On top was a leather flogger and a feather feather tickler. Any comments?
You know what, man? Actually, most of the comments... There were two things that really brought the comments out. One, if you bring up a Prius, everyone responds, 50% are the Prius drivers. Some are like, I drive like a goddamn man who happens to be a Prius. The other 50% absolutely hate the Prius. The other thing was the secret menus at different restaurants.
Okay.
And the one we kind of investigated was Arby's, apparently a thing called Meat Mountain. If they got it on the menu, they put it between two slices of bread. Everyone that has tried the Meat Mountain says, get the Meat Mountain. It is delicious. It's not that bad to devour the whole thing. It's easier to climb Meat Mountain than you think it is. Where is Meat Mountain? Again, at Arby's, ask for the meat. The Meat Mountain brought everyone
up. Meat Mountain. Yeah. Okay. Bitches, today is our daughter Cherish's 15th birthday. She is a wicked cool kid. Smart, driven, funny, and no F's given attitude. How about an owl hitting the window and Aussie Ted giving her some life advice? We love you, Doodle. That from Mom, Dad, and Big Brother Reef.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. I don't know how you folks are doing in the States, but we like to give out advice to adults. So stay in school. Be good there, kiddo.
Guys, it's my boyfriend Marshall's 21st birthday today. He is annoying in love with your show. And the other day, he not so subtly hinted that he would love for me to make his birthday request for a Leroy Jenkins and for the Dirty Germans to talk about his last name, which is Cockritz. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Selena.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Cockritz.
Yeah, this is my favorite kind of cracker.
Yes, not so me, of course. Because it's so buttery and salty, I'm sure it'll be delicious.
I thought you could put anything on a Ritz, right?
Second favorite cracker. My apologies.
Yeah, none taken. It's Ritz.
I let you drizzle my crackers.
What about my boyfriend?
You ever get sick and you got to be good and eat soup?
Sure.
It's always an excuse to eat a sleeve of a Ritz.
The whole goddamn thing. Right?
It's hard to twist them up and put them away.
I'm sick.
I'm so glad I'm sick.
Guys, I want to wish my wonderful girlfriend, Becky, a happy 29th birthday. Can she get a thrill with a couple gunshots? She's always, can she get a man versus bee sound? What's a man versus bee sound?
Oh, you know.
You know it.
What is it?
Man versus bee.
Oh, that one.
Ribbit.
I don't know what that is.
Ribbit.
What is a man versus bee? I didn't know we had that.
You wonder why you're getting pizza.
She's always felt the man versus beast has been underrepresented in the man versus beast. She knows how much Miles was hearing it. Well, thanks, Dan in New Hampshire. Happy birthday there, Becky.
Becky, it's been a rough year for Becky's.
Yeah. Please give a 30-year-old Gladys a Kung Fu Wah and some Dirty Germans for her birthday. That from Roxanne and Josh.
Yeah, that is not the sound of Kung Fu. That is my finishing sound.
Yeah, you've probably had a cream puff before, but you ever have one that's been in my pocket?
Yeah, meat cream puff.
Guys, for my 31st hookup, give me a Leroy Jenkins and the Disney fellas talking about which princess they want to take behind the castle and make that Disney magic with. Thanks, guys. That from Brad.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Well, gosh, I've always had a thing for Sleeping Beauty. I'll just leave it at that.
You know, I've talked about cocaine and a lot of things you wouldn't expect out of Mick. But one thing Mick won't do, I'm the damn boss. I can't hook up with any of these princesses.
I'm not.
Yeah.
But I do it hot diggity doggy style.
Yeah, so does Donald.
I got big feet, ladies.
Coleslaw, bitches, it's my lovely lady's birthday today. Could you get the Dirty Germans talking about pool cues? Happy birthday, Rachel. Thanks, guys. Dad from James.
Yeah, if you chalk my pool cue, I will show you two 8-balls.
Yeah, if you chop up my pool, yeah, if you chop, I just have, I can't even think. What is the main ball? I just have two cue balls.
Yeah, I cannot believe I can fit 15 balls in your triangle.
Yeah, I kind of look like a cue ball.
And just like a pool table, you will be felt.
And racked.
Six holes.
Something's going in a hole. It might cost money.
All the men's room, congratulations on 14 years. I've been a faithful listener since the Buzz days. I'm so glad you guys made it national. I've been raving to all my friends out of state to listen to you guys since you started doing the podcast. Today I turned 39, another trip closer to the end. I would love to hear Turtle Wax with Wobben demeaning me in German in the pause. Thanks, guys. Till next time, that from Vernon.
Ja, du kannst mich mal. Und du kannst dich selbst lecken.
Okay. Can you please give my birthday shout out today? I'm 48 years young, and I would love for all of you to wish me a happy birthday your way. That from Nene. Well, Nene, if I could wish you a happy birthday my way, do we want to talk all over each other? I'm going to be out here by myself.
I think that I would make you live up to your name.
Exactly. I think I'd give you a U for your birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do they have to do first? Rock? And then they Nene?
Jesus.
Yeah, I need deep in sea Nene.
Guys, my wonderful wife, Jay Lynn, is 50 today. She loves the show, listens every day. She also enjoys playing a hunter with a turtle pet in World of Warcraft. So please give her a Leroy Jenkins and some turtle sex. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Scott.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Bridges, today's my Uncle Mike's 56. He works running gas stations in the area. I think he may like a barbershop face sandwich. And the Germans talking about gas station suckage. Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
All of men's room attendance and Wobben, as my friends and family are too lazy,
yeah,
here
so
I go.
Are not talking about the suckage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is no suckage anyway.
I'm sorry. I forgot the suckage.
Yeah, there
here,
is
bring
no
the suckage.
Suckage.
Bring the suckage.
Yeah, you just put the nozzle in a hole and pump.
Yes, I mean, the best suckage I have seen is when I met Seabass at one bathroom at 3:15 a.m.
Yeah, I like it when he's siphoned.
Siphoning is weird. You have to use your mouth.
Yeah.
Oliman's room and Wobben is my friends and family too lazy. Here's my shout out. I'm 56. Can I get an owl hitting the window and an angry Wobben talking down to me in German? Love the show, guys. Thanks, guys. And keep on rocking. That from Dave.
Ja, du kannst mich mal rüber über den Baum schiffen.
Whoa, that's another one. Really
a lot of BDSM today. I mean, now we got people like
Oh, he had nipple clamps on listening.
Yeah, we
in
need
the
Robin okay. to insult him in German.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. The word will help you find a safe word, but first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, Ryan Castle, drunk in charge in the house.
So we've done a lot of themes around songs on Sit and Spin,
That's correct.
It's like the best songs from 2018, or it was songs about trying to hook up with someone that's underage.
Or worst song to play to an orphan.
Right, or worst songs that you could play at a wedding.
Or a strip club.
But we haven't done a whole lot of themes around band names, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, name a couple of bands that have animal names.
Def Leppard?
Steel Panther. Sure.
Yeah, Steel Panther.
Echo and the Bunnymen?
Oh, yeah, sure.
White Lion? Right? Flock of Seagulls?
White Snake?
How about we could do white bands?
We could do a lot of them. White Stripes.
White Zombie, White Stripes.
Right, totally. How about bands with numbers in their names?
Oh, there's a ton of those.
Sure.
311, Three Doors Down.
Blink 182.
Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah. It was a big number thing
Three
there
Doors
for a while.
Down. Yeah, for
Three
sure.
3 Days Grace.
So today, we're not going to do any of those.
Oh, all right. Well,
today, we're going to do bug bands.
Bug bands!
Five-finger death punch.
Mike's very like, my finger.
Come on.
So I think we could like build these lists, and then I'll have a big long list of bands with bug names.
Bug names.
Bug names. Yeah.
This is kind of tough. I've been racking my brain on this all day.
It's not the easiest of the number one is definitely easy.
Okay. Okay.
No, the number list is definitely easy, not the number one on this list.
So these are bands named after bugs.
That's correct.
On Sit and Spin.
Number 10.
Might not remember the band's name, but you certainly have to remember the song Got You Where I Want You from the band.
What year did it come out?
This is probably like 99, 2001-ish, around there.
No, no. Papa Roach.
No.
Son of a bitch! What do you say?
Robin, you got it?
Robin, you
Soul
got
fly?
It. Jump on there. Yeah. Whipping flies. Fly swatters.
You're so
it's
close.
The flies.
They are the flies.
Oh, yeah.
They had their own line of glasses. They were called Fly's Eyes.
Are you kidding?
No, that's what it's called when I pull my testicles out of my zipper.
Fly's Eyes. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
These are 10 of the best bug bands of all time on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
You guys remember this band, right?
Wasp.
This is Wasp.
Wow.
This
Wasp.
But Wasp was an acronym for something. What did Wasp stand for?
We are sexual perverts.
Is that really what it is? I'm
they
seriously asking.
Said
I meant to look it up before I came in here, and I forgot to do it.
That's what they said. Who know? No, honest to God. Keep in mind, this is hair metal at its finest, so saying something like, we are sexual perverts.
Right, and this song is called The Animal. F like the beast.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes sense.
I think they just wanted a cool name like Wasp. You know what I mean?
F like the beast.
These are 10 of the best.
You gotta hear the song.
10 of the best bug bands
Brady,
of all time. On Sit and Spin.
You gotta hear this.
Number 8.
Adam Ant?
This is Adam and the Ants, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to see some world-class acting in a 1980s music video, look up Stand and Deliver from Adam and the Ants.
Okay.
It is good as most of those videos, good in quotes.
It's fun to watch.
Okay.
That's for sure.
10 of the best bug bands of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 7. Hey, you okay?
Oh, Alien Ant Farm.
Alien Ant Farm. All right. There you go.
All right. Because they named it after alien ants. Someone's going to be mad.
I guess, do we know that alien ants are actually bugs?
I guess we'd have to have a deeper conversation as to whether or not alien ants are actual bugs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Didn't they send ant farms into space, though, back in the day?
Did they?
I think so.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
That just seems
so
like a bad idea.
Alien Ant Farm is a Earth ant in space.
Ah.
How about that?
Sounds better than Ants in Space.
10 of the best bug bands of all time.
That's the most anyone's ever thought about Alien Ant Farm.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
So I don't know if Papa Roach was like a cockroach or...
Right.
It was the bass player.
Right, the other half of that. Or like a joint roach.
Right?
And I'm Papa Roach.
Do they? I smoke them all.
And I'm kind of dirty.
Yeah.
You're a pig.
You sure that was the kind of roach they were talking about there?
These are 10 of the best bug bands of all time.
Five. Number 5. And I got all my
freedom. Oh, yeah.
Don't you know that I'm loving you?
Hey, yeah.
Of course,
this is
Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly. And a Gotta Feed It.
17 minutes long, I believe this song is.
Something like that.
And I can smoke 15 cigarettes.
Or there's the 5-minute radio
play
version.
This song.
10 of the best bug bands of all time on Sit and Spin.
Four, number 4.
Yeah. It's not the B dot G's. It's the B-E-E-G-E-E.
But I thought it was for Brothers Gibb. Which, frankly, you should be black.
But then you shouldn't spell it B-E-E then.
Because you're now a B.
G's.
I always thought the Rice's brothers were the Black Panthers.
These songs would be much better if they were dressed as bees. It would have changed the right concept.
Like Striper.
But they would have looked like Striper, right. They would have been Striper before Striper. Except for with less Jesus and more cocaine.
One of the best bug bands of all time.
Number 3.
Of course. You didn't think of the Scorpions. Come on,
man. Yeah.
And before you say a scorpion isn't a bug,
it's a bug.
I'm going to say Get back in your locker, nerd. Because the scorpion's about.
Scorpion's torn again. Are they back out there?
I thought that, no. That,
they did a farewell tour.
I thought their last tour was the last one, but then how many of those have we seen over the years?
Thousands.
Right, right.
Your first tour is your farewell tour. I've seen
Kiss's farewell tour like seven times since 1996.
Like Miles said, it's like the going out of business sale at the Persian rug store. It means nothing.
As soon as they open up, they're out of business. 10 of the best bug bands of all time.
Number two. If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without
Mr. Peggy. Crickets?
Yeah.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Ha! I never knew he had a band.
See, that should be another sit and spin. Like, it should be the Pips, the Crickets. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Miracles.
You could. The bands.
Right. The bands that made the other guys sound good.
And surprisingly, Gary Busey was not the real singer for this band.
Jesus Christ. 10 of the best bug bands of all times on Sit and Spin. We made it to number one.
Number one.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah. Who else is going to be number one?
They got to be.
So if I missed any, let me know. I'm sure you will. At Ryan D.I.C. on Twitter.
Feel free to bug them. I can't think of any other bug bands. We covered them all there. Still to come, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day, then a round of profile that's coming up. And the word up next will help you find a good safe word.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first...
The word!
Time for the word. And this one comes our way from a writer named Leah Rose Emery. It is titled, The Most Common Safe Words People Use During Sex. And so the story goes, when it comes to choosing a safe word with your partner before engaging in rougher sex or other kinds of kink, there are a lot of different routes you can go. You can choose a word that basically means stop. You can choose a word that's so unique in its pronunciation that you'll definitely know when you hear it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Or you can choose something that kills the mood instantly. Well, a new survey.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
From Love Honey, a leading adult toy retailer. They asked 1,300 people around the world about their go-to safe word. And some of the answers, as they say, well, we're a little out there. One of those being Donald Trump. The amount of safe words in the food category did not shock the writer, but were entertaining. From tofu to moldy bread, none of the food groups were actually left out. Those weren't the only weird ones on the list. For an example, Kelly Clarkson actually made the list as far as artists are concerned, thanks to 40-year-old Virgin.
I was just saying, 40-year-old Virgin, that makes sense. He yelled that out.
Right. Hufflepuff made the list, I guess, because of massive amounts of Harry Potter fans that are out there.
I would have to know that, because Hufflepuff to me sounds like, you know, you want me to do something.
The artist's favorite, the author's favorite on the list had to be a tie between Dildo Baggins and Cool Runnings.
Again, Dildo Baggins to me doesn't sound like you want something to stop. Although someone did suggest Dildo Saggins would be much better.
But not all the choices were quite so radical. Here are the top 10 safe words. We start at number 10. That word would be unicorn.
Really?
Unicorn. Unicorn is the safe word.
But it's magical and happy, and I feel like that's the mood I'm in. Like, to me, I'm riding a unicorn. This is good.
Here we go with a number of different colors.
Yeah, but you're also... Yeah, unicorn works, because you're in a spot where you're using pain.
Okay.
All right. Number 9 on the list is blue. Blue is their safe word, and a ton of colors afterwards. Number 8 is yellow. Colors and fruits, that's what this list comes down to. There's a lot of that. At number 7, as far as safe words are concerned, vanilla. Usually associated with non-kinky sex, it looks like vanilla is very popular because you're not really in a vanilla kind of mood at that point in time.
You know what? If it's me, it's Brussels sprouts. Beets!
At number 6 is apple. Seems like an incredibly unsexy word, which is maybe why it was so popular. Unless that's your name.
I mean, the whole Garden of Eden, Eve bit into an apple, like, you know.
At number 5 is...
Honeycrisp or sexy.
Yeah. At number 5
Granny
is...
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith. Not sexy.
Number 5 is peach. which some people found surprising because the emoji of a peach is definitely different than stopping.
Yeah.
At number four on the list, that would be orange. The color or the fruit, either way, orange was at number four.
I think people are just trying to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. That's basically it. A banana is number three, dropping a bit in popularity from the year before. 51% of the, or 51 people, so they use banana as their safe word.
Whatever.
And number two is pineapple. Yep, 101 people said that pineapple was their safe word.
I would say maybe Hawaiian pizza.
It's distinctive enough of a word. It's not going to be confused with any other word that you're saying. So pineapple is number two. Any guesses on the number one safe word?
Is it? Are we done with fruits? And which to me, fruit seems like
we're
a
done
bad
with
idea.
Fruits. We have one color left, and it makes a lot of sense.
Red.
Red.
Stop.
Red comes in at number one, which isn't much of a surprise, considering I guess it was used during 50 Shades of Grey as well.
Oh, that too. I mean, I love that book.
Red also works well in the traffic light system, as you said, Ted. That means stop after all those things. They do say go with something that works for you. In fact, there are some benefits to more creative options when you choose a more
Smokey
unique
Bear.
Word. Or a phrase like a couple, mashed potato, or steam engine. It ensures there is no mistake between you and your partner. And they say it's not just those safe
mashed
words.
Mashed potatoes!
There are other aspects of safe play you need to consider. In addition to a safe word, many couples should agree on a safe action that you can do anytime, say, you've got a gag ball in your mouth and you're unable to verbalize. For such instances, give yourself access to a jingling cat toy or a tennis ball.
Meanwhile, your cat comes running into the room.
You can tap out as they do in wrestling. I don't know what you do with the tennis ball.
I feel like I just pick it up and throw it across the room.
Well, I guess if there's a tennis ball there, like if you're grabbing the tennis ball at all, I'm just going to assume it's your safe motion.
And while we're at it, a new survey found the words for sex that people rated as the biggest turnoffs. Any guesses on some of the words for sex that are rated as the biggest turnoffs?
You had said bang, but a lot of people responded and said, man, me and my wife say it all the time. So it's like coitus.
I would say porking.
Porking is not on the list, but that is definitely
that
a good one.
That one is awful.
Okay. The number one word that is non-sexual, as far as using that word as a turnoff, is fornicate. Fornicate came in first. 29% of people say they hate the word fornicate.
Fornicate Blanchett.
Do you want to go home and fornicate?
Some of the other words that turn people off.
I do if you say something different.
Are smash, hump, pound, bang, screw, hit a home run, and copulate. Those are the other unsexy words.
Basically words, bros, like...
But I feel like there's a difference. Fornicate, this is not going to be fun. You want to go home and bang. Like, you might not like the term, but it's going to be good.
There you go. With some words for sex that are a turn-on. And some safe words for you. All right, let's see here. Coming up, we're going to do another round of Profile This. But first, Bobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we had Tussie Drink Desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Not a few people send this story my way. Kind of a heartwarming story. Today we toast Rando Kartsep, Robin Silame, and Urkai Valley. All of them from southwestern Estonia. Now, the three of them, they're construction workers and are working on a dam over there. And while they were working, they saw a dog frantically swimming in what they're calling a maze of ice, right? It had fallen through the ice out in a lake. And without a second thought, they went out there and they rescued it from freezing to death or drowning, whichever was going to happen first. And after pulling the ice-covered animal from the lake, they immediately bundled it up, carried it over this long-ass slope, put it in the car to warm it up, and they took it to a shelter. They said, just... You see a dog out there struggling, just what we do. They got to the shelter, the vet took a look at it, congratulations, guys. And in that moment, they found out that the dog was actually a goddamn wolf.
Wow.
They had no idea. And looking back, they're like, yo, man, I had this wolf laying across my legs in the backseat of the car. They said it was chill because it was cold. He said, I shifted my legs once, and I guess it like lifted its head. And he thought it was a little weird, just the look on it. But yeah, they rescued a wolf.
Wow. Well, good for them, either way. At least I didn't get bit, I guess.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.